Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14. I cannot believe that. We're almost halfway through September. 14 September 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. We're going to have a very special guest in a minute. He's going to rattle some of y'all's trees like mine have been rattled in the past. And I'll tell you now that he and I do not agree on every point in the Scriptures. But we agree on one basic thing we'll discuss in a minute. That's the sovereignty of God and our duty to Him. Not to man, not granted by any piece of paper or any man-made power. These are duties before God we must answer for one day, and we are already. But anyway, before we get started with our program tonight with our guest, Pastor Ted Whalen, make a couple announcements. We are going to have Bible study this weekend, folks. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we start. Now, we start out with praise reports and testimonies and then prayer. And then we take a break. Then we have an hour's worth of current events. This time, I'm going to do a teaching, folks. I'm going to do a teaching as I do current events and call it Preparing for War. No, that isn't a pretty title. No, it isn't. Preparing for War. And that's what's coming in this country. So I'll be teaching that during the current events. And the second hour, we're going to have Wild Bill. Wild Bill come and join us. If you don't know who Wild Bill is, folks, you will. After Saturday at 1 o'clock, we're going to have him bring up and talk to us. Wild Bill is a gentleman out of Florida who has taken a stand for what he knows is right. And like all of us, he does not know it all. But he knows who he loves and knows who he's trying to serve. And, folks, I am so glad that God is gracious with us, that we learn to go along, because if he wasn't gracious, if he cut us down every time we say and think something wrong, we wouldn't last very long. So we're going to have Wild Bill Finley on this coming Saturday to join us. And if you have a computer, you can join us live on live stream. Just go to our website, Pastor Butch at Start. I'm sorry, forgive me. PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Click on live stream, and there we will be. You can click on it at 10:30 and watch us if you like. You'll see a number on the screen behind me. You can call and talk to us anytime during the program. You'll let you like to ask questions anytime you want to. And if you don't have a computer, you can listen to us on the phone, and a lot of people do all over the world, at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I hope you'll join us, folks. I mean that. In a way of prayer request tonight, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention my wife, Marcia Jean. Marcia is not gaining any ground with her problems. As you know, she's diagnosed with osteoporosis, and we're trying to do some natural things to help that and do what we can, but she still can't walk. Too much pain in her pelvic. Her pelvic bone cracked. It's healing some, but there might be another place broken, but she's not healing well, and her shoulder is still giving her fits. One she had replaced about 3 years ago. They did a good job, folks, just killing her, but she can't do shoulder surgery as long as she can't walk. So would you please keep my wife, my helpmeet, in your prayers? I miss her being with me when I go places. I really do. We've been together for 51 years this coming November. And she's always been with me, beside me, everywhere I went. So please keep Marcia in your prayers. Your prayer warriors, please do that if you don't mind. And tomorrow's Thursday, of course. We'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4. We'd love to hear from you, 9 to 4 Eastern. You can call us and talk to us. You can ask us about our specials on the water filters, at Jane McCannion Water Filters. You can talk to us about the grab bag we've offered for you to call and get if you want. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, it'll help us if you call us 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you, and I do mean that. Tomorrow's a special day to spend time with you. My guest tonight again is Pastor Ted R. Whalen. And Ted is a gentleman that he's written, talked to him on the phone several times. He's been on the program 3-4 times. He's written some books that I really enjoyed. And he's going to probably section people up some people call patriots. I'm not saying they're not, but I found out some things along the way, folks, that, yeah, I like to think I'm a good member of society because I'm a born-again believer in God Almighty. I try to obey His commandments. His moral laws are the way I try to live. I don't need man to watch me and guide me and poke and prod me along. I'm going to do what's right in the name of God and for His glory. I like to think I'm a good citizen because of that, as far as being a part of this world and part of this society. I think people like myself that are following Christ are a added good asset to a society that's trying to exist in peace and prosperity. That's what true believers do. Unfortunately, we've all been duped in believing that we are the man, more or less, overrules us through the federal government, state governments, and county governments. And they have more power than God themselves. And we as Christians have somewhat backed down along the way. Not somewhat, very much backed down. Because we're ignorant of our duties in God Almighty. Not rights in God Almighty, duties in God Almighty. But Ted Whalen, are you there?
I sure am, Butch.
It is so good to have you, my friend. It's been a little while, but it's so good to have you back on tonight. I mean, I've always enjoyed talking to you. Every time I do, I learn something. And I think that you and I could probably stand together in a foxhole and watch out for each other. What do you think?
Well, I think we probably would. I wouldn't mind being in a foxhole with you. And as long as we've got plenty to shoot at.
Well, you know, it's one thing about being in this environment. You shoot in any direction, you got to hit something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. There's plenty of dragons to slay.
Right now, the days we are living in, enemies are everywhere. But you know, our people got to stop thinking about them being giants. You know, I love the story, and I know you do too, of Caleb and Joshua, and the sad part of it, of course, is the 10 spies come back and they say, "Man, we went in there and there's giants." And at the end of Numbers 13, it says, "And we were grasshoppers in their sight, or excuse me, we were grasshoppers in our own sight." And then it says, "And therefore we were in their sight." And had they not been viewing themselves as grasshoppers, then of course Isaiah tells us that all the inhabitants of the earth are grasshoppers. So had they been looking at it through God's perspective rather than their own, they wouldn't have been giants. They'd have just been a larger species of grasshoppers.
Well, if we can ever get in our hearts and minds the way it should be, and we all struggle with this, I know we all do, our God alone is sovereign. Jehovah God is sovereign. He alone Amen. Rules the affairs of men. He is sovereign. And if we can understand that, he is mightier than any army ever created on earth, put together on earth, ever would put it on earth or in hell. He's mightier than all of them. He's a conqueror. He's more than a conqueror. And He made us the same way in Him. If we can understand that, we will never walk in fear again. You know, Brother Ted, I'm so disgusted and frustrated what happened when it came out this pandemic of the COVID-19 virus and shut churches down. And the churches shut down and obeyed man and disobeyed the word of God in Hebrews chapter 10. They obeyed man. They got scared. And so he says here in the hills, they got scared. And they ran home and put on their mask and sat back and didn't get within 6 foot of each other. And they quit having family dinners together and even celebrating Thanksgiving and all these things because they were scared. The church ran from a bug.
From a bug, yeah. I like that. You know, there's a bigger problem to that, of course, as you know as well, and that's the distortion of Romans 13.
Of course.
The majority of modern churchianity has been taught that they have the obligation to obey government almost regardless what it does. And so that certainly factored in as well. And I think you know I've got two books on Romans 13, 1 through 7, Christian Duty Under Corrupt Government, and then my latest one. And I wrote it because I don't know how I missed it the first time around, but there was some key things in Romans 13 I had missed, and it's called the Romans 13 template on for biblical dominion, 10 reasons why Romans 13 is not about secular government. Even those on the better side of Romans 13 are still teaching that that's about secular government, and it has nothing to do with secular civil government. Everything in those seven verses describes a biblical civil government, and that's what we're to be obedient to, and that's what we're to be pursuing and advancing here on earth as it is in heaven. And once we figure that out, then it makes an incredible amount of difference on, you know, how we're going to view what's going on around us, and particularly as it concerns this wicked, evil government that's has had control of us now for over 235 years.
Well, you know, we watched that deteriorate also in our lifetime, Brother T. I don't know how old you are.
But
I just turned 74 last Wednesday. And I've watched in my lifetime this nation fall further and further into total chaos and depravity. And no matter who was in, no matter what office, I don't care if it was Reagan or Bush or Obama, I don't care who it was. Some may have moved a little faster. But every administration, every man that was in charge, charge of the White House, have led us further and further into decadence and decay. And that's just a fact. Folks, you don't have to like it. You can turn the radio off if you want to, but I'm telling you the truth. It has not improved in 74 years because we trust a man to do it. And Jeremiah 17:5 said, "Cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth the Lord." That's cursed, folks, cursed. And we're told in Deuteronomy who to put in office, how to choose a man to be in office. And we certainly haven't done that. We've done it because we want handouts. We want to have our rights to murder our children, to raise them as boys as girls and girls as boys. And that's our right as American citizens out of the Constitution. That is a damnable lie. That is a lie beyond words. But nonetheless, I'm going to start preaching a minute. Go ahead, Ted. I'm sorry. I get excited about that.
You've been preaching. You always preach, brother. I can't help it.
No, I can't help it. Jeremiah said he couldn't help it either, so I understand how he felt.
That's right. Excuse me. Well, and the point you've made is that the next election ain't going to make any difference. First of all, the elections of this country, of the Constitutional Republic, they usurped Yahweh's exclusive election authority, as found in Deuteronomy 17:15.
That's right.
It's his choice. It's not ours. We are to nominate biblically qualified men of God. That's exclusive to men. And then God is the one who chooses, and he shows us, he tells us how to do it in Proverbs 16 and Proverbs 18 and in Acts chapter 1, how he makes that choice. But our responsibility is to nominate biblically qualified men of God. And because the Constitutional Republic's election system usurped the one God election system of the Bible and turned it, I mean, think about this, turned the elections over to the discretion, quote unquote, of we the people, the majority of whom, according to Christ in Matthew 5:13, are in the broad way leading to destruction.
That's right.
So why is anybody surprised that we're teetering on the precipice of moral depravity and destruction right now? You turned it over to the people who would take us there.
That's exactly right. Yes.
When, like you said, with every election, it doesn't matter who has been elected at any level of government, we have only found ourselves further advanced in the trek, in our suicidal trek to the precipice of moral depravity and destruction.
Well, you know, I've made this point many times in the past. And folks, I read the Constitution. I really have. I've actually read it. I have. And in that, of course, they took away the requirement for a religious test for somebody to run for office. What that means was anyone can hold office, no matter what your religion is or your philosophy of life is. And folks, everyone has a religion. Oh yeah, you got. I'm not a Christian. I didn't say you were, but you got a religion. Maybe humanism, maybe Buddhism. I don't know why, maybe, but you got a religion. Your philosophy of life and how you live it is your religion. That's how you govern man if you're in charge. You cannot have a non-biased individual on the Supreme Court. They're all biased. I'm biased. I'm sorry, I am. I'm biased. I admit it. But to think we can get somebody, Brother Ted, who's going to be non-biased and just go by whatever the law says, for example, we'll just use the Constitution, for example, they're going to go by that. That's a lie. They can't. It's impossible because they are biased. They can't do it. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We are all biased, and everybody has their agenda, whether they want to admit to it or not. And that's again, why it's so important that we are aiming people back toward biblically qualified men of God who are not going to rule on their own biases, but on God's biases as found in His immutable, unchanging, triune moral law, that being the Ten Commandments and the statutes that explain them and the civil judgments that enforce them. And, you know, there's a segment of Christianity. The biggest part of Christianity is antinomian, the word nomia being the Greek word for law.
Right.
So antinomian, right. The biggest majority of, regrettably, tragically, the biggest majority of modern-day Christianity, churchianity, is antinomian, against God's moral law as having any relevancy under the New Covenant. But even amongst those who are pronomian, they're really only, the majority of them are really only two-thirds pronomian, because the only thing they're interested in is the Ten Commandments and possibly the statutes that explain them, but they want nothing to do with the civil judgments that enforce them. And a commandment without its judgments, it becomes nothing but good advice.
That's it. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says that. If you don't punish a criminal quickly, then it's in the hearts of people to do more evil. They get by without punishment. This makes it worse.
It only becomes worse. Yeah, it only becomes worse. Yeah, that's one of the passages I use often when I'm talking about God's law, and particularly about the civil judgments. And it takes, you know, for any law to be viable, it takes all three components: the commandments, the statutes, and the civil judgments that enforce them. And that's pretty easily explained. If you take man's law here in America, there's a commandment, thou shalt not speed. Well, we take it for granted what speeding is because we've lived with it all the time. But without the statutes, if you didn't have the statutes that explain them, for example, the statute that says that traveling over 20 miles an hour in a school zone is speeding, we wouldn't understand that without that statute that has already been on the books, and or 55 miles an hour on the highway. But it also takes those civil judgments. You know, there's going to be some people who are going to obey those laws regardless, just because they want to. But for those folks who aren't inclined to do so, it takes the judgments usually to keep them in line. And so for any integral law, viable law, It takes all three components, and so when we're pointing people back to God's law, then we need to be making sure that they understand. We're not just talking about the Ten Commandments, we're talking about the statutes that explain them and the civil judgments that enforce them. That's where we need to get our nation back to.
I agree. You know, we have become more holy than God, though, as a church today, Brother Ted, in a lot of places. We would never put somebody to death for raping a woman or murdering anybody. We never put them to death. We're more humane than God. What we'll do is we'll put them in jail and we'll make them pay for a few years in jail. Or, if nothing else, we'll just turn them loose because we can't afford to put them in jail anyway. It's happening a lot more that we can't afford to put them in jail. We're broke, so we'll just turn them loose on the street. And I try to tell people this all the time. Not only not putting them in prison, not putting them to death, is not only a crime against God as far as disobeying His laws, it's a crime against humanity, because when he gets out, he's liable to do it again. But then, you know, people say, well, he can be forgiven. Yes, he can be. But he committed a death penalty crime that's worthy of death, and we have to fulfill that in order to stop further crime. You know, I say this all the time, too. I got one gentleman that writes me out, I think North Carolina, named Larry. He's all the time saying, you can't be a Christian and carry a gun. You can't do it. You're going to hell. And I ask this question, Brother Ted. If someone breaks in my home and kills my wife, and I have the power to stop that, I have the means to do it, and I don't, and then he comes over and kills your wife, am I not guilty of that murder on your wife?
Sure you are.
Of course I am.
You know, and this man that's writing you is worse than an infidel, according to
Paul wrote
to 1 Timothy 5:8. You know that
he's denied the faith, and he's denied the faith, and worse than infidel, he's denied the faith. He's going to hell. That's all I can
because
say.
Because he has not provided for his family.
That's right.
Which begins with spiritual and physical protection.
That's right.
And so he wants to be worse than an infidel. He can go that route, but I don't intend to be, and I intend to, like you, to do whatever is required to protect my wife and my children and anyone else in my household. And we're also responsible for our neighbor as well, according to the scriptures.
Well, so, I've always said this, that if I'm with your wife and somewhere or another we're together and someone attacks her and I don't protect her, I'm not your brother.
No.
I'm a heathen. I'm not your brother. It is my duty. Go ahead.
And I might be coming after you as much as I do the guy that's after her.
Of course. Of course, you know, this is, I don't want, I'm a man to begin with. And men, I said men, not these mistakes with zippers, but men out there, any man would defend a child or a woman if they in any way they could possible. That's just what men do. Especially with those who believe in Christ and are born again believers in Christ. They're going to do what the Bible says, and that's defend the innocent. And we're told in Proverbs 12:23-24, that if we don't, I always get that backward. But anyway, that if we don't protect the innocent, then the blood's on our hands. Is that not right?
Yeah, that's right. Let me share a scripture. Maybe your friends listening, but Psalms 149:6-9, it says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and the two-edged sword, or it's whatever's comparable to it today, and the two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. And then it says, this honor have all his saints. Praise
Amen.
You,
y'all. Amen. Amen. That's pretty clear to me, but I guess some people have been taught wrong for many years. And again, I try not to get angry and throw stones because I've been ignorant of many things in my life I had to learn and that I thought I already knew and I had to unlearn. And unlearning is a whole lot harder than learning something. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, well, learning something that's wrong is really easy.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. But now, you pastor a church, and you're located in Nebraska. Is that right?
Western Nebraska. Yeah, almost
Western
Wyoming.
Nebraska. Almost Wyoming. Okay, how about that? So you've been preaching, you've been pastoring how many years now?
Oh, golly. 40-some years. I'm not sure exactly how many.
Wow. Well, I understand I've been preaching over 40 years myself, well over 40 years. Been on the radio this coming March, will make 30 years. Gee, I'm getting old. But anyway, we both have learned as we grew. I mean, if you're not learning, you're not growing. You know, so we're not throwing stones, people. This is not our duty to throw stones at you. We're just trying to tell you what the Bible said about certain issues. And maybe if we can bless you with some answers that you maybe have been searching for. But as Brother Ted already said, we have been instructed on what men that we need to select and how to go about that and what the qualifications must be. But we overlooked that because we like the ones who promise us the most benefits. And that's what we got. We got men promised benefits, and now we're enslaved to them. Whether you like it or not, folks, you don't even own your home. You paid for it for 30 years. It's not your home. You don't pay tribute to Caesar. He'll come and take your home. That's just the way it is. That's what we got this way because we've forgotten that government is not sovereign. God alone is sovereign. We do not owe allegiance to a government. We owe allegiance to God Almighty. If the civil authority is in line with Him, then we follow the righteous laws. If they're not, we owe them nothing, do we, Ted?
That's right. Yeah, that's it takes us back to Romans 13 and comparable passages that make it clear that our allegiance is to God and you know, building His kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. You know, I don't know, you know, that's from Matthew 6, of course, Matthew 6, 10 and 33, that we're to advance God's kingdom, seek or advance God's kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Now, there's nowhere in heaven, Butch, that He's not sovereign. And there is nowhere in heaven where His morality, as reflected here on earth in His triune moral law, that isn't supreme. Nowhere in heaven that He's not sovereign, and His law isn't supreme, or His morality isn't supreme. Boy, do we have a lot of work ahead of us, because we're to be advancing His kingdom. That's the job of that. While we're here on earth, the short period of time we're here on earth, and therefore we better make the most of it to advance His kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven, and which means talked about before the show that if we're in the foxhole together, we've got plenty of enemies to shoot at. You know, the work is everywhere. And praise God, I like the work. I love His work, and I'm glad to be living at this time. I think it's one of the most exciting times that a man could live in. And it wouldn't do me any good to complain about it anyway, because he chose us for this time to live at this time before the foundations of the earth, according to Ephesians 1.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I mean, this is our time. That's what I keep telling people. You don't have another time. This is our time. And He chose you for this time, and He didn't choose you just to exist. He chose you to get in the war, into the battle, the 2 Corinthians 10, 6, 4 through 6 battle, and other passages that we could use as well. But We've got to get people out of the mindset of just going to church. The word church is even an extremely poor translation of the Greek word ekklesia. We've been called to ekklesia, which is to advance His, really, when you really understand the word, it's a political term for advancing a kingdom. Now that's a generality of the term. In fact, my latest book, and I don't know, I think you have it, but it's called Ecclesia versus Church: Why Understanding the Difference.
I'm looking at it right now.
Critical to our future.
Yes.
And by the way, let me mention, since we've talked about the title there, my website. Everything that I've written, except for one or two books, can be found on our website. Where you can go to our online book and article page, and you can download right from the website, from the computer, everything, including the 575-page book, Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective, which we've talked about in the past.
And what's your website?
The website is www.BibleVersusConstitution.org.
All right, folks, back to the break. Any questions, comments, love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. Quit telling people you have rights. You have duties before God Almighty. Let's do them.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here. I'm talking to Pastor Ted Whalen, and I hope you will call and talk to him, ask questions, make comments if you want to. If you're not afraid of getting on a list somewhere because you're talking to a bunch of radical extremists, you understand that. And we're called haters. We're called bigots. We're called all kinds of things because we're a stand for the Word of God and know that He alone is sovereign. He alone rules in the affairs of men, whether men want to admit it or not, folks. Biden may think he's in charge, or somebody else may think they're in charge. But believe me, nothing's happening outside the sovereign will of my Father in heaven. You can count on that. It's not. And He will guide it to bring Him glory. You know, the Bible says that He'll use the wrath of man for His praise and destroy the rest of it. So he's sovereign. So I don't care what these muckety-mucks think. I don't care what Klaus Schwab says with the World Economic Forum. I couldn't care less what they think or believe. I know who I serve. I know one day when I leave this world, I'll be with Him for eternity. So dying doesn't scare me. Living's wearing me out. I'll admit that. But dying doesn't scare me. So understand this. We are not brave in ourselves. People say, Pastor, why are you not afraid? I won't say that I look forward to going to jail one day or being persecuted and prosecuted and who knows what else. I don't look forward to that any more than Christ getting onto the cross. But my Father is sovereign. He rules. And I read the last chapter of the book. I win. You win if you trust Him. Brother Taylor, what else you want to say?
Well, as far as the sovereignty of God, the scripture that came to mind, and particularly as it concerns the times that we're living in and the despots that are in control of everything, you know, some people would think, well, how can it be that Biden's under his control? Why do we have a Biden? Why do we have the Clintons and you know, all of the other gang on both sides of the imaginary aisle? Well, what came to mind was Daniel 4:17, where it says the matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever He will, and
Amen.
Setteth up over it the basest of men.
That's
and
true.
So if you want to know why we've got the men over us, now that particular verse is regarding, it concerns when a nation has become ungodly and wicked, and God says, okay, you want to go that route, you don't want me and godly men for your rulers, then I'll give you your heart's desire, or basically what you deserve. And so if you want to know why we've got the government officials we do over us today, besides the fact that the Constitutional Republic removed biblical qualifications for civil leaders, but it's because God says, okay, this is what you deserve. Now, that's the exact opposite of what we find in Romans 13. In Daniel 4:17, it's talking about God, it's not the word design that I want, but let's use it. God designed powers. They're mere powers. What we have today is mere powers, where Romans 13 is describing God-ordained authorities. And regrettably, the King James translated it as powers, but it's the Greek word that means authorities. The authorities there are godly men that Romans 13:6 and 3 and amplifying verses 3 and 4 talks about as being men who are a continual blessing to the righteous and a perpetual terror to the wicked. And that's when a nation has, or even a small group of people, a smaller community of people that have established a biblical godly government, those are godly authorities that God establishes over us. One of the things, again, that going back to the book, the Romans 13 template for biblical dominion, the word continual in verse 6 is what really prompted me to write that book, because I had somehow missed it with the first book, and I was under the impression that it was just any government, but when in fact Paul is depicting only a biblical civil government. It's our mandate for biblical dominion, for taking over what God, like what they did in the early 1600s, establishing governments of, by, and for God, established expressly upon His moral law. And if you want an example of that, go online to Bible Versus, V-E-R-S-U-S, Constitution.org. Go to our online book page. Go to click on the top book, which is Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, the Christian Perspective. Go to chapter 3, and you don't have to scroll very far down into chapter 3, and you'll find, it's not the whole thing, but you'll find part of the 1639 New Haven, Connecticut Constitution. And if you want to find a biblical constitution,
Amen.
Go look at New Haven, Connecticut's constitution, and then compare that to what so many people have been hoodwinked to believe, that is the federal United States Constitution. Compare to that, people have been hoodwinked to think that's biblical. They need to go look at New Haven, Connecticut's constitution, and they'll find a biblical constitution.
I made a point more than once on this. The scriptures start out, in the beginning, God. That's how it starts out. We know that's in the beginning, God. That means he's above everything. In the beginning, he started all. And in the Mayflower Compact, when this nation was being founded as a Christian nation, it started out the compact in the name of God. Again, showed the authority of God. Showed it plainly. The Constitution starts out, we the people.
Yeah.
There's a big, huge difference there. Huge difference there. And until we realize that, and most of us haven't, I didn't for years. I'm not throwing rocks at anybody. I didn't know for years myself. But we the people cannot govern ourselves
and maintain
a society. It's impossible.
The chapter 3 that I just mentioned is entitled the preamble, We the People versus Yahweh. Yahweh being the name of the God of the God of the Bible. And that's really what that amounts to is we the people it's a declaration of humanism. It's what we find at the end of the book of Judges. Every man doing what's right in his own eyes, at least from a majority vote standpoint. And again, look where that's gotten us. The majority are in the Broadway leading destruction. There's no wonder we find ourselves where we are at in America. Now, initially, it was incremental at first, but it has been a progressive and at light speed here in the last 10 years, a suicidal trek to the precipice of moral depravity and destruction. And we're under God's judgment. You know, if people want to see God, man, they just need to look out and open their eyes and their ears to what's going on today. And God is at work fulfilling his word. He's always true to his word. And he is judging this nation and the rest of the world like we've never seen before.
Amen.
They're not in control, like you have said time and again tonight. And I'm sure many times, as always, that he is sovereign. He's in control. He's the one that's bringing this about. You know, you've read the scriptures probably as many times as I have, and you know, too, that there are things that just sometimes jump off the page that you've read hundreds of times and you've never seen before. One of the things that's kind of jumped off the page here recently for me, I've seen it on the individual basis, but I never realized how many times this comes up in the Old Testament where God is judging a nation and how many times it says that they may know that I am Yahweh.
Amen.
He is at work right now. Now, it's going to get a lot worse before people are going to get to the point where they're going to say, yep, he's in control, he's sovereign, and that's who he is. He's the I am that I am, the great and only one, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. But that's where this is headed. He's saying, if you won't do it, simply out of love for me and your fellow man, out of the two greatest commandments, then I've got another way to reveal myself to you. And he's at work doing it right now like we've never seen before, Butch.
He is. And Psalm 106, he said, I'll put people to rule over you because I abhor my inheritance. Because you've forgotten me, I'll put evil people that hate you to rule over you. Well, is he not doing that, brother? Are we not seeing that in America? How many politicians do you think they love the holiness of God and want to follow his laws?
Oh, golly, let me think here. I don't know if I can count that up.
It shouldn't take too long. And, folks, we'll get the phone call just a minute, I promise. Get the phone call just a minute. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But it's just, and I can't remember Helgarsh who said this. It was, my mind's going to blank who said it, but he was certainly was not a believer. He was definitely a humanist. But he said, and it's paraphrase, men don't want freedom. They prefer security. Now, I know Ben Franklin said what you deserve neither. But this gentleman said, it's false to believe that men want to be free. They prefer to be well kept. And I'll say, add the word slave to that. You know, whenever you're out there feeding your cattle and you're giving them some good hay to munch on, you give them some grain once in a while, and you pet them and treat them good, they don't know they're going to the slaughterhouse this fall.
Yeah,
they don't know
right.
that you're going to turn them into a hamburger. They don't know that because you fed them. You took care of them. And that's what they've learned to trust you. And that's what happens when you trust any man-made power. They grow more wicked. And I said this before, brother, all governments, no matter what they are leeches on a healthy body of the people. No matter who they are. They have a tendency to bleed you dry because they want to grow and feed themselves. That's what governments do on this earth, is it not? They bleed the people until they can't bleed me longer, and then they either destroy him or do something another way to make it happen, because that's what governments are. They produce nothing. They are basically just leeches feeding off the people. Is that a good way to put it?
Every government except the biblical government depicted in the Bible, whether we're talking Deuteronomy 4, 5, and 8, Psalms 19, 6 through 7, or Romans 13, 1 through 7, or 1 Peter chapter 2, 13 and 14, except for that government, that's all the same government.
That it is.
That government of, by, and for God, the exact opposite of this humanistic government of, by, and for the people. And it's, again, the difference between what happened in the late 1700s and the early 1600s here in America. But everything but that government is exactly what you're talking about. And they are God's judgment upon of people who will not reverence God as the sovereign he is and the King of Kings that he is, and do not recognize and even despise his law. And that's where, boy, I tell you what, antinomian quote-unquote Christianity, they're in big trouble because they almost despise God's law as much as the heathen do.
That's very true. You know, and I want to read this quote and we'll take a phone call, but Aristotle said this, and I thought this fits today. The folks listen to this. And I want to use what they said. Masculine republics decline into feminine democracies and then into despotism.
And you're that's why Aristotle said that?
Aristotle said that, yes.
Really?
Huh. Yes. Yep. And I mean, and that pretty much hit right on the head what it is. Let's face it, we don't have many men in America today. We really don't. And that's just what they've done. I mean, they've destroyed the manhood of America, and they're making now, the men don't know if they are men or women now. They can't make up their mind. That's how sad it is. Let's go speak to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
Okay. We cannot have a godly government because the people are not godly.
That's it.
They believe they know better than
that's
God.
Very true. That's very true.
And it shows
in the tolerance of our evil. We have tolerated evil way beyond what our founders, the first ones, would tolerate. I mean, from the Pilgrims and Puritans would not have tolerated this. We've tolerated it. We've learned to compromise.
Oh, no, they want to tolerate it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then you turn around.
The old song not many years ago from McCamey is called entitled "Getting Used to the Dark." That's what we've done. Go ahead, Jan.
But it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It's not getting any better. And all these people that think they're going to wait till the last minute to realize what they've done, that isn't going to work either.
No, it isn't.
He tells us in that last chapter, he saved John for the purpose of writing this last chapter, telling us what our fate is and where we're going if we don't obey.
Well, he gave us examples with Israel many times over and over, and now we're facing the same thing. But nobody seemed to catch that.
All the way through. History just follows the Bible. He knew exactly what would happen. Way before we did. Way before.
Good call, Jan.
Now we're here. Now, and now, it's very simple. The old adage, you reap what you sow. And
yes.
This is what we sow.
Amen. I hate to jump, but I'll call you in line. A good call, Jan. Thank you. Thanks for the call. She's always there. I'm going to read another quote here, Brother Ted. I think you find it interesting. Society's biggest failure is it allowed authority to be its truth and prevented truth from being its authority.
Who said that?
I don't know who said that for sure.
But this
was said, one need not ban the Bible itself. It's important because the Bible's not being banned, folks. They've changed. They've come a lot of new perversions of the Bible, including the Queen Anne Bible. But anyway, let's just skip that. But this one need not ban the Bible itself. You don't need to ban the book if you can ban the ideas within the book.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. Let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, here's one of the main problems. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of churches that believe this separation of church and state is
Yes. I agree.
Well, you know, I was just in a letter that, what's face wrote to his parishioner. That's all it was.
Well, that's true. That had nothing to do with it. You're right. And you cannot separate any part of society from religion. I'll make this point. You cannot separate any part of society from religion because every man has a religion. So therefore, he lives his life according to his religion. So society is influenced by religion. It depends on which one is going to be the head of that country at the time. Go ahead, Mick.
Trying to show the wall, and it's not a wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The church lost her influence many years ago. We lost a great commandment in Matthew 28. He said, go out and disciple the nation, teaching my commandments. He didn't say go out and build big churches and raise lots of money and even save souls. He said, go and teach my laws, spread my kingdom on earth, and the church stay within the four walls and play church. That's where we're in that mess.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Mick, a guy jumped and a call came in. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Any comments on that very quickly, Ted?
Well, there is no such thing as separation of I prefer using the word religion and state.
There you go. There you go.
Because there are no vacuums when it comes to legislated morality, and usually it's immorality. And one's legislation determines your God, and you kind of started off the program with that, and that is in fact the case. And what America has done is that they've made we the people their God, because we the people is the one who, you know, they gave these legislators control. There's only one king, one lawgiver, and one judge, Isaiah 33:22. And therefore, only his laws are legitimate law. Anything else is simply man legalizing what the lawmaker has deemed unlawful.
Amen.
or making illegal what he has deemed to be lawful. I may have vice versa.
I get the point.
And therefore, whoever, if you're not following the lawmaker's law, then you are creating your own law. And the worst part of it is you are usurping God's place as our God, judge, and king. And that's what they did with the Constitution. They, starting with the preamble and then particularly the first three articles and Article 9 as the supreme law of the land instead of God's law. And it's why we're in the state we're in today.
Amen. Amen. I want to read one more quote, then we'll go to another caller here. And this was said by Frederick Bastiat. Have you ever read any of his writings?
Yeah,
Frederick
Bastiat. I used to carry his book on my book list, in fact.
Good book. Good writings. He said, when law and morality contradict each other, the citizen has a cruel alternative of either losing his sense of morality or losing his respect of the law. Well, you see, folks, that shouldn't be a question for those who truly believe that the Almighty Jehovah God is who he says he is. That shouldn't be a question at all. Who we serve. Although we've all served the other side by compromising, if we all stood for the truth, we'd be in prison right now. Amen. That's the way it is. Let's go to Chris, Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch. You there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, thank you. My internet went down. I had to go on shortwave. I tried to get parts of the... and you're absolutely right what's going on. If we don't get prepared for the laws of God, it's over. And, you know, this is an example. I just want to say, which Bob, I was going to say this. If you don't get storable food like new manna, what I just experienced, this could get a lot worse. We don't have time, Butch.
I agree.
We've got troubles coming in this land. People are turning away from God too quick. They're running to the government. They're their parents. If we don't do something, it's over for this republic. We're going to go to the gulags. For years, they've been planning this.
Amen.
For years and years. Because
and we're seeing it happen to our brothers in other countries. And make Pastor, that's name in Canada, been in jail how many times for standing for truth? We
Pastor
know it's happening
Arthur
already.
Pulaski,
yes.
That's going to happen here if we don't take a stand.
I agree.
And that's why, get your storable foods, folks. I'm seeing shortages at the food stores saying, well, the government's going to... No, he's not. The government, nobody's coming for you. You've got to get out there with God to do and prepare. Learn to plant and grow your own garden and be prepared what's coming, Butch. We got some dark times coming until people stand up in the faith.
I agree.
We're done.
Good call, Chris. I got to jump, but good call. Thank you, sir. Good call.
Thank you.
All right, we're down about the last minute and a half here, Ted. What do you want to say in closing? If this were your last chance to talk to the nation and part of the world, what do you want to tell them?
Well, if you wouldn't mind me plugging the website again,
no,
I'd do that.
No, please do.
I'd like to tell them about the Constitution Survey. The website is Bible Versus, V-E-R-S-U-S, Constitution.org. And obviously, it's one of the major purposes is to expose the Constitution for the ungodly document it is, and the reason why America finds herself, at least one of the principal reasons, why America finds herself teetering on the precipice of moral depravity and destruction. There is not a problem today that cannot be traced back to the constitutional framers, to not only their sins of commission. There is not an article or amendment in the entire Constitution that's not antithetical, if not biblically seditious, to our God's sovereignty and morality. But even by their sins of omission and the fact that they did not establish America at that time upon his laws, for example, Exodus 20:13 and Exodus 21:22 through 23, which would have kept those two laws alone would have kept the infanticide that's going on in the wombs of our mothers from ever happening, at least to the extreme
Amen.
That it is, and being paid for by the Constitutional Republic.
Well, Ted, so, we are flat out of time. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
If we could just keep the two great commandments, we accomplish everything, wouldn't we?
Yeah, amen.
Hey, God bless you, Ted. Can we talk again in the future sometime?
Thanks, Butch. You bet.
All right, talk to you soon, folks. We'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.